It's so good to be here with you again. This is my eighth time, and every time I see a faithful community here, and you seem to be growing, which is a wonderful thing.
Amen. And
I'm also seeing some young men and women here, which is even a better thing. We gather around our Lord's table, and every Sunday we listen to God's word, because it is indeed, as we hear in today's second reading, good for us. It helps us to learn more and more about God and how to live in God's peace. And in a world around us that seems to be in such a mess, it's good to hear God's word. Whether it's the political situation of our city, of our country, or the world, climate change, or that mess that continues to cast a shadow on our church, the clergy sex abuse scandal, we just see a lot of injustice and violence that plague the world around us. And there is no earthly reason to believe that it can change. And if you examine human history, from the very beginning, all the way back to Adam and Eve, it has never changed. And that's precisely why Moses in today's first reading and the widow in today's gospel are held up to us as examples of good news. And we could all use some good news, can't we? God's plan and God's kingdom will come. We acknowledge that every time we pray our Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come, we proclaim with great assurance. Weariness has no place in God's kingdom. Prayer is always effective. Now, it's important to understand that it's in God's time and according to God's will, but it's always effective. Prayer is called to awaken in our minds an awareness that God doesn't always operate according to the rules of this world, and he doesn't always do what we want. Sorry about that. Only prayer will open us to the grace to overcome the inevitable disillusionments that we meet in life. We've all had them, haven't we? Only prayer can open us to the inspirations that keeps us going and going and going, like that Energizer bunny, until God's kingdom comes. So if we believe that Scripture is important for us for our instruction, let's listen carefully to what we hear in today's first reading. The story of Israel's triumph over their enemy, the Amalekites, that we hear in today's reading, is not a case of getting God to do what man wants, that is, making the Amalekites lose to Israel. We all want that to happen, don't we? We always want everybody else to lose so that we can win. But remember when this happened. This event occurs shortly after God, by his design, had freed the Israelites from the Egyptians and led them through the desert, eventually to the promised land. This event that we hear about in today's first reading happens right after God fed his people quail and manna and provided them water in the desert. All of this is according to God's plan. And if you read the sacred scriptures, the Israelites weren't always in favor of God's plan. Over and over again, they complained, "Let us go back to Egypt." But God had a different plan for them. God will always take care of his people, and often in surprising ways. We just need to open our arms, like Moses did, and our hearts in prayer and listen carefully to God's word. Speaking of God's word, some people will say that you'll find in the Bible God helps those who help themselves. You're not going to find that in the Bible, at least not our Bible. Our Judeo-Christian tradition about prayer is rather best summed up in Psalm 127. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build. So it's God's house that we're building, and we need to make sure that we're doing His work. And both the account of the Israelites overcoming the Amalekites and the persistent widow prevailing over the unjust judge are about that struggle entailed in cooperating with God to bring His plan to fulfillment. Like our Israelite ancestors, like the woman in today's gospel, we can be certain that God's grace and strength will be there for us, as long as our hearts are set on the mission to which God calls us. When we hear Jesus teach us in today's gospel to pray without becoming weary, He's inviting us to join in His own spiritual journey. We say that we believe in God, as Jesus revealed Him, a God who has a plan for all of human history and a plan for each one of us. And this belief indicates that history and each of us are on the way to a fulfillment beyond what we can imagine. Only prayer opens us to God's horizon. Praying without ceasing is an imitation of Jesus. We know that He was constantly attentive to God's plan for Him. He goes out to the desert to pray. He goes up to the mountain to pray. He gets away from the people just so He can pray. And what does He do? Does He tell God what to do? No, He asks God, "What do you want me to do?" Today's scriptures are directed to those of us who sometimes feel overwhelmed by the state of the world. The mess we find ourselves in is nothing new, and it will be like that until our Lord returns in glory. These readings remind us, however, that if God is for us, the size of an army doesn't count. The lack of our social standing doesn't matter. The scripture readings that we hear today call us to pray because praying is the only way we can open ourselves to God's Spirit, to act with power and creativity through and among us. Today's message ultimately becomes the answer to that painful experience that so many suffer of justice delayed and seemingly denied, namely that God's plan for a kingdom of justice and peace will be accomplished in God's time and according to God's will. Time, we are all called to pray always without becoming weary. What a great message it is. And as we hear at the end of today's gospel, we need to ask that question. When our Lord Jesus comes again, will He find faith in the world? The answer is yes, as long as we keep praying.